India needs to learn also now about Gandhi. All over again, Gandhi is on every currency bill in India. Gandhi's face is there. So many Gandhi statues are there. Most Indians think that they know about Gandhi, that they don't need to read about him. Of course, they don't need to study. They get Gandhi through osmosis. Yeah. And they also don't like some of the things that Gandhi said, that you must coexist with, tolerate, listen to, work with, partner with people of a kind you don't like. No, we like our angers, we like our bitterness. We want to hang on to our selective history, and we want to take revenge for what happened in the past. So there is this. And it's not just in one section, it's in many sections. So Gandhi, Indians are very proud of him. Gandhi's known all over the world. When the Attenborough film was made, Indians in the United States were excited. Wonderful. The whole of the US is so proud now, impressed with Mahatma Gandhi, therefore impressed with India too. But now, Hollywood is there, and the nuclear bomb is there, and the Indian economy is there, so we don't need Gandhi. And the world is impressed with India anyway. That is one view. But that knows also only one part of the story. Do you know there's a movie called Lage Raho Munna Bhai? It's a film about Gandhi, done in a very unexpected way, about how a criminal in Bombay, through encounters with Gandhi, changes his life, solves problems, and do you know it became the biggest box office hit? So despite the anger that many people in India do express about Gandhi, he remains the most loved, challenging, uncomfortable figure, but yet he's a figure that Indians are obliged to encounter and think of.